My mom and dad are my examples. Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Kendall speaking. I'm sitting here on the bedside table of boys and girls all over the world. You say, how can I be sitting on the bedside table of boys and girls all over the world if I'm sitting on your bedside table? Well, I am a magic candle. And as a magic candle, I can be everywhere at the same time. Because I am so magic, I have wonderful memory, and I have the ability to do all sorts of good things. And you know, as I travel around the world, I visit with boys and girls, and I see the things that they do. And I was watching one young boy and a young girl, and they were sitting in the living room with their mom and dad, as their mother and father were watching television. And they were sitting there, and they were watching their mom and dad, and they were laughing at some silly jokes that were on television. And mom was chuckling dad in the elbow and the rib, saying, "Ha, isn't that silly? Isn't that silly?" And we said, "Mom, what's so silly about that?" And mom looked over, "Oops, I didn't know. Remember, I forgot you were watching too." "What's so silly about that, Mom?" "Oh, it's nothing. It's just dumb stuff." "Well, why do you watch dumb stuff?" "Well, it's not dumb stuff for adults. It's just dumb stuff for children." "Well, why is it dumb stuff for children and not dumb stuff for adults? If it's dumb stuff, it's dumb stuff. And why is it that, you know, it's okay for adults? Do adults have a different mind than little children have?" "Well, adults understand things that little children..." "Well, does that mean that when you understand dumb stuff that you are smarter than children?" "Well, what's dumb stuff, Mom? What's dumb stuff?" "Now, when this guy was doing that to that lady, it didn't seem like that was a nice thing to do. I don't think Dad would ever do that to you." "Well, no, you're right. Well, why do you watch that on television if it's not something you and Dad don't do together, too?" "Well, why do you ask so many questions?" "Well, Mom, that's the only way I learn how to be dumb, how to be like my mom and my dad, you know." "What was it, how to be dumb like your mom and dad? I heard that." "Well, Mom, it slipped out. I wasn't really going to say it like that, but really, that's what you're doing. You're showing us dumb stuff, and then you're telling us that we shouldn't see dumb stuff and we shouldn't act that way. Now, you kids, where are you getting all this nonsense from?" "Well, Mom, we're getting it from you. Because this is the type of thing that you're teaching us." "Well, what do you mean it's the type of thing that I'm teaching you?" "Well, it is. You're teaching us by how you act and live. Now, we never see Dad do something like that man did to that lady to you, and so we think that perhaps that's not the thing to do. But when you laugh at something that man does to that lady, then we think that that's funny, and so then we come and do that to you." "Oh, don't you ever dare do that." "Well, what do you mean, don't dare do that? It's what you're watching, it's what you say is okay, and it's what you approve of. And you're laughing, which means it makes you happy. And so if I did that to you, you should laugh and make you happy." "You do that to me, I'll slap your face." "Well, why was it wrong for this man to do it and for you to laugh at it? And then if I do it, you'd slap my face." "Mom, I think that's just enough of your questioning right now." "Mom, when am I ever going to learn that I can't ask questions when they come up?" "Well, they shouldn't come up." "Well, if you got the TV on and I see the example, or you and Dad do things and I see the example, and you're both always doing nice things. You and Dad are always hugging each other and kissing each other. You and Dad are always saying nice things to each other. And you and Dad are always saying nice things to us. Why do you watch dumb things on television that you say are not nice?" "Well, that's entertainment." "Entertainment? I thought entertainment was supposed to be something that's fun." "Well, you're right. It is supposed to be something that's fun. You know, you kids can be a pain in the neck. Mom. No, you can. Because here we are watching adult stuff, and we're doing adult things, and you're making it as though it's something terrible. Well, Mom, it's only terrible if kids do it. If adults do it, it's not terrible. What if the man next door were to do to you like that man did in the show there? Well, I'd slap his face. Well, why? You laughed at it when the man on the television did it. Well, Mom, why do you watch things that you don't approve of? Well, and then Dad speaks up, and he said, Son, you're so wise. I've been telling your mother this now all these years. Why do we watch these dumb things on television? And she's just got to say, come on, Dad, come on, I want you to watch this here. This is a funny show. This is Milton Berle. This is this guy over in London, you know, and these other silly people. They're people who make people laugh. But, Dad, why do you laugh at things that are not nice? Well, son, I think that you have just taught us a lesson. Here we are, your parents, and we're supposed to be teaching you and showing you values, and you're showing us values. I guess, perhaps, we should really think about what we watch and what we put into our thinking and what we put into our mind and how we approve it one place and don't approve it another place. If it's not good everywhere, it's not good anywhere. Dad, that's kind of big word, you know. You would say that's arbitrary, wouldn't you? And yes, son, that's a new word we taught you yesterday, arbitrary. And so, yes, that's an arbitrary thing to say if it's bad one place, it's bad another place, and if it's good one place, it's good another place. And so I have to be careful what I say is good. Dad, do I have to be careful what I say is good all the time, too? Because I'm just a kid. I don't know better. Son, you always know better. No matter what comes up, you always know what is right. You feel inside yourself whether it's right or wrong, and you feel inside yourself whether you should be believing that or practicing that or doing that or talking that way. You know that when someone speaks a dirty word and you say the dirty word again, that doesn't make the word clean. It just makes it double dirty word. And so you certainly never repeat a dirty word, do you?
No.
Well, do you?
I have.
And what happened when you did?
I felt dirty.
And that's the way it is, isn't it? When you speak a dirty word, when you speak a word that's not pleasant, and you use a word that the kids use on the street and trying to get attention, and you do it too, then what are you? You're nothing more than the bad attitude that those kids on the street have. And you, son, are my boy. You only speak beautiful, positive, good words.
What about me, Dad?
Her sister jumped up and said, I want to be included in this too.
What about me? Can I only speak good words too?
Why, of course. Now, you haven't picked up any of these bad words your brother has heard and said, and we reminded him about it, but you heard them. And now what you want to do is just not hear them. If boys and girls on the street say bad words or say words that you don't think are nice, just ignore them and talk nice words. Just ignore bad words and they won't use them. But if you are excited about bad words and you say, oh, bad words are good, hey, that's a bad word, let's use that word, you know, and then everybody will want to use it. But if you just ignore it and you say nice words, you know, now what's the word we learned the other day? Arbitrary. Well, now, isn't that a good word? Teach that to your friends and say, you know, you're arbitrary. And they'll say, well, I am not. And you say, yes, you are. Well, what does arbitrary mean? That means whether something's good or bad, you make your decision, and if it's good, you like it, and if it's not, you don't. You're just arbitrary like that. Hey, that's an interesting word. Where'd you learn that? Oh, my dad told me to look it up in the dictionary. And so I looked it up in the dictionary, and I couldn't read the words that were defining what it said. So I had to have my mom tell me what it meant and how it said. So she put it in words that I could understand. and that made it nice. But my mom is really something. Do you know what my mom did? She went in the dictionary to read arbitrary, and she read arbitrary, and then she read a dozen other words along with it. Isn't this interesting? Isn't this, oh, look at this word here, and my goodness, you see this word here? And aardvark, did you see that? What's an aardvark? Hey, do you guys know what an aardvark is? It's an anteater. Oh, my goodness, I never knew that. And where do they live? They live in Texas. My goodness sakes. And do people have nice pets in Texas? Oh, no. They have long noses that they stick down the ant holes, and they eat the ants, and they have long tongues. Their tongue is up. Well, what does that got to do with, arbitrary? That's just another word on the same page. And that's the fun, because you go in the dictionary, and it has such fun words on the page that you can learn so many things, especially when you're sitting with your mom looking at them, because your mom giggles over words. You say, what are you giggling over that word for, you know? And she says, well, I didn't think it meant that, too. She says, words mean a lot of different things, and they're fun. Well, you know, my mom and dad, they're a good example for me, and I just love the example that they are to me. So, whenever we are a mom or a dad, we have to remember that our children look at us, and we are their example. And, you know, boys and girls, every mom and dad is a mom and dad to everybody in the world. Because everybody in the world looks at your mom and dad, and looks at mom and dads everywhere, and sees how they act, and they use that as a sample of how they should act. So, let's remember that just because we don't have any kids, we're still a mom and dad. And just because our kids are all grown, we're still a mom and dad. And just because we're only 8 and 10 years old, we're still a mom and dad. Because we are an example to the other boys and girls that know us, our friends. And so we're their mom and dad, and we don't say that to them, of course. But they look at us and they say, you sure are smart. Yeah, my mom and dad taught me that. And that way it makes everything okay. But just be careful. You don't say your mom and dad taught you something that they didn't teach you. Or that they shouldn't have taught you, because that can get you in trouble. Oh, look now what's happening. There comes the door. Who's rattling at the front door? Oh, Mr. Sandman, I didn't know you had to rattle the front door. I thought you just walked right through it. I thought you were invisible, Mr. Sandman, who could come in any time. Well, I forgot my invisibility tonight. I'm going to have to knock at every door I go to. But it's a new experience for me, and it will teach me not to forget my invisibility. Well, it's about boys and girls. It's time for snooze and have lovely dreams, and Mr. Sandman's going to drop that pixie dust in your face, and you're going to have happy, happy, happy dreams all about the most wonderful mommies and daddies in the world teaching you how to be the most wonderful boys and girls in the world. So, call your mommy and daddy, give them a big hug and snuggle and kiss, your brothers and sisters, your dogs and your cats and your teddy bears, and say good night. And everyone will say good night to you, and I will say good night until I see you another night. This is Mr. Candle saying, I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.